and nonprofit is utilizing that, you need to ask those questions. So I don't fault the assessor for doing that, but I don't find, at least in these cases that we're talking about here, that the use that I'm seeing, and I'm telling you this from the bench, but what I'm going to do is I'm telling you this now, I'll call them, and if we still want to have comments and discussion about that, let's have them on the line at the time.
Well, it's not anything to do with them. I emailed David, but I didn't talk to you two. I only put these in front of you when I'm confused. I mean, some of them are just slam dunk, it should be. But others, when I'm not sure, I'm not God. And I think more minds thinking about it than just me
is
very helpful. So what you decide, I'm not going to come back and try and make them do it again and again. I just want a consensus that this is what it should be.
And it forced me to go look at what the laws are what the State Tax Commission or case law has done with these appeals for religious organizations and what they consider to be use consistent and whether that's still exempt or not when they have income producing property, like the coffee shop in the lobby or whatever.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, knowing that, we'll keep going forward here, but I got to call King's Cathedral, and I guess we can have some discussion on the record at that time. Do we want to go ahead and take a short recess here?
It'd be nice to either.
Okay.
Well, what time are they?
All right, Tim, can you give us a few minutes?
Yes.
We didn't get to eat. We had Mr. Shen at work here all lunch hour. Okay. Yeah.
I digress. I'm sure it was exhausting.
All right. We're going to take a short recess so we're not hangry.